it's insufficient in that it's kind of a sort of a half-finished depiction of the cross, really, I suppose, and that a man laying down his life for people who are needing to be rescued from fire, needing to be rescued from the rubble, is a beautiful thing to see. It's a wonderful act of civic righteousness. But it's sort of a shadow of the great and true act of selflessness and the truest act of love from the cross, where it's not just that Jesus lays down his life for those who are his neighbors, and it's not just that Jesus lays down his life for those who are innocent victims of senseless violence. It's that Jesus lays down his life for those who actively hated him, for those who despised him, for those who were responsible for his death on account of their sins. And yet, out of love and mercy for those people, that's precisely what it is that Jesus does, is he gives his life and he makes himself the one to suffer death in order that they can live forever. And that's the great beauty of the gospel, that we saw some beautiful kind of reflections of in the self-sacrificial nature of so many people on September 11, 2001. But it's found in all of its purity on the cross.